Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Cases of the coronavirus are on the rise in more than 30 states, and infections are increasing at a rate not seen since midsummer. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports hospitalizations are also rising.
All the key metrics are heading in the wrong direction. Over the last week, there have been about 57,000 new cases per day, an increase of about 30% compared to late September. Hotspots include states in the Midwest, like Wisconsin, where a field hospital has opened, as well as areas in the Rocky Mountain states. In Europe, Britain and France are also experiencing a surge. Here's former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, who spoke yesterday on CBS.
I think the next 3 months are going to be very challenging. There's really no backstop against the spread that we're seeing. We're probably 2 or 3 weeks behind Europe.
Which he says is in a difficult position. Experts say it's important to stay vigilant with social distancing and masking. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Stocks began this week on a positive note after China reported third quarter economic growth. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose about 20 points in early trading.
China's economic output grew 4.9% in the third quarter compared to a year ago. That's up from the second quarter and puts China on track to show positive growth for the full year, unlike most other countries. China was the first to feel the effects of the pandemic early in the year and also the first to enjoy an economic recovery beginning in the spring. China's third quarter growth was fueled by exports, investment, and consumer spending. Stocks in Asia were mostly higher overnight, with indexes rising in Hong Kong, Japan, and South Korea. Stocks were down in Shanghai as hopes there wane for additional government stimulus. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A new wildfire has erupted in north-central Colorado, not far from the city of Boulder. The Cowwood Fire has burned less than 15 square miles, but nearly 3,000 people have been told to evacuate. Division Chief Mike Wagner of the Boulder County Sheriff's Office says the wildfire has burned down at least 26 structures.
We don't believe that there list is complete. There is likely more structures that we just could not get to.
Separately, in northern Colorado, the Cameron Peak Fire has burned nearly 320 square miles. This is the largest wildfire in Colorado's recorded history. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reports the powerful storm system known as a derecho that hit the Midwest in August is the second most expensive disaster so far this year. The derecho destroyed millions of acres of crops from South Dakota to Ohio. Iowa was badly affected, particularly the city of Cedar Rapids. One National Weather Service forecaster says the damage was severe because the derecho lasted for about 14 hours. On Wall Street, the Dow was up about 30 points. This is NPR. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal from the Trump administration. The White House is disputing a lower federal court's ruling that President Trump exceeded his powers when he diverted military funding approved by Congress to pay for the wall he has championed at the Mexican border. The Constitution gives Congress the power to appropriate money. For 12 days now, protesters have taken to the streets of Nigeria, demanding an end to police brutality. NPR's Ader Peralta reports the Nigerian government has said protesters should go home.
Last night, thousands took to the streets for a candlelight vigil to remember those killed by police. The president of Nigeria has promised to disband a notoriously brutal anti-robbery squad known as SARS, but protesters have remained on the streets. On local TV, Sean Kuti, a musician and activist, says their demands aren't just about police. They're about corruption and education. They're about a new generation feeling abandoned.
There's also an issue of distrust. This government should not act as if the people trust them.
Protesters, he says, don't believe politicians, and that's why they are still on the streets. Ader Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
The World Series teams are set. The Los Angeles Dodgers won the National League Championship. They beat the Atlanta Braves last night 4-3. The Dodgers will advance to meet the Tampa Bay Rays, the winner of the American League pennant. Game one of the World Series will start tomorrow night in Texas. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.